Okay, so we're talking about these I wills of Satan, or we should say Lucifer actually, because he didn't get the name Satan until afterwards. So this is really Lucifer speaking.
好，所以刚才我们讲的这些金句其实是路西佛在讲，因为在他讲这些话的时候，他还没有那个撒旦这个名字给他。
Yeah, we have to assume that the name Satan is actually, it's not even a name, it's a title. Satan. It actually means like an attorney or a defendant or an accuser. So there's different meanings, but it's really a legal connotation.
我们要了解就是即使是撒旦也不是一个名字，而是一个头衔。它其实是在法庭里面的那个代为辩解的那个叫什么？被告的辩护律师。
So defense attorney. And it's very interesting. There's a passage when you remember the story about the donkey, the Balaam's donkey. Remember the talking donkey? Have you come across that story in the Bible?
在圣经里面有一个讲话的驴子。
There's a story about a talking donkey where there's one man, he's a prophet. His name's Balaam actually. And he was going to give a prophecy against Israel.
就圣经里面有一段故事，就是有一个先知，他要给一个为以色列做一个预言。
Yes, this came up. That's in Numbers 22.
好，是在民数记里面的29章。
Okay, but just to mention in that story, we have the Lord, that's Jehovah, the Lord, the angel of the Lord, and he's standing in the road. And this is Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ has come in the form of an angel, and he's standing in the road.But the term used is Shatan, it's Satan. So really it's saying Jesus is the Satan in the road. He's been a barrier, he's been a, like stopping something from happening.
然后他说呢，主呢站在路的中间，要来阻挡一些事情。那但是他这个主这个时候讲的应该是耶稣基督，但他站在路上要来做一个辩护。是民数记的22章里面的这个故事。
Yeah, and so we see the word Satan really means to stop or to rebel almost, to rebel against what's happening. See, Jesus is defying, or he's, you know, defying, D-E-F-Y. He's defying Balaam and standing and saying, no, you can't go any further.
Okay, 就是在这里面讲到呢，那个主，也就是耶稣基督呢，他站在那边阻挡人家要更往前进。那他就是他，其实他那个角色被在原文圣经里面是把它叫做撒旦，也就是说他是在做这个所谓辩护的角色。
You also have the word in the New Testament, we have the word devil, and that's from the Greek word diabolos. Diabolos is the word they translate as devil. That's a legal term as well, a defense attorney.
而在新约里面呢，希腊文也有写到这个我们讲的魔鬼 devil 哈，但实际上它在希腊文里面是来自于 diabolos 这个字来改简称为 devil 的，它其实也是这个辩护律师的同样的意思。
We've looked at it many times, how Satan is on trial. God is the judge, Satan is the defense attorney. He's trying to defend himself.
所以而且我们要了解就是在很多时候呢，撒旦他都是站在法庭上，我们的天父是这个法官，而撒旦呢，他是在为他自己做辩护。
And Satan cannot use truth or justice or righteousness to defend himself. He has to use slander and maligning and deceit. See, most people when they're trying to defend themselves, if they're innocent, they can use truth or righteousness or justice because they're on the side of justice.
对撒旦来讲，他没有办法用真理、正义跟公理来为他自己辩护，他只能用欺骗的话语以及控告别人、控告神来为他自己辩护。
Yeah, that's like we call his name, but really it's his title. So he is, you could say, the Satan, the defense attorney.
好，所以当我们以为讲撒旦是在讲他的名字，但其实是我们在喊他的头衔，就是辩护律师。
When he makes these statements, as we see in Isaiah chapter 14,These I wills, he's talking, using the name Lucifer. That's his name. His real name is Lucifer.
所以在这个以赛亚书十四章里面哈，他讲到的这个撒旦呢，都是在这个时候他还是路西弗。
And son of the morning, actually Hillel ben Shakar. Hillel sort of means the bright star, son of the morning. That's right. So the bright morning star is one of the translations.
好，所以他前面我们刚刚有念过，就是是那个明亮之星。好，就是他自认为的角色。
Yeah, and the name Lucifer that we use from English, that actually comes out of the Latin translation. So they translated the Hillel, the morning star, into, or the bright shining star, into Lucifer.
Which language is Lucifer?
That's Latin.
好，所以路西佛这个名字是，其实是原来的这个明亮之星的希伯来文翻译成拉丁文，才变路西佛。
And it's interesting, later on we can actually look at the terms, the morning star. The use of the word morning star actually applies to other angels, and it can even apply to Jesus Christ in the future as well. He is called the morning star in the future.
好，所以这个所谓早晨的明星，好，其实呢，它不只曾经被用在路西佛的这个说法上，其实后来也有其他的天使被称之为早晨的明星。那甚至耶稣也有被称为早晨的明星。
Yeah, and one of the awards given to the great believers at the evaluation throne, we talked about that last week, one of the awards is going to be called the morning star. It's like a medal that you get.
因为呢，这个明日之星其实就像是一个奖牌，在我们基督徒要去天堂前的那个所谓的评审台前，哈，它会有这样的一个勋章一样的奖牌是可以给这个很棒的信徒的。
I gave the example like for soldiers, American soldiers have what's called the Medal of Honor. And then in the English, they have what's called the Victoria Cross. You probably have your own medals here for service in the army. And in the Lord's army, it's going to be called the Morning Star. That's going to be like the, you know, the super medal, I guess.
所以对于很多军人呢，在不同国家他们都有这种勋章，就正勋的这种仪式。那对于我们神要给他的军队，就是我们这些基督徒来讲呢，这个其中有一个勋章就是叫做晨明亮的晨星。
So, yeah, this morning star, so it relates to Venus, actually. Venus is the morning star, the planet. And it's the brightest star that you will see in the sky. It's not even a star, but it's called a star. It's the brightest thing that you can see in the sky, apart from the sun and the moon. So it has some kind of significance.
Oh, 因为这个星明亮的晨星其实是在天空中的星星里面最亮的一颗，就是维纳斯。好的，这颗星它其实是除了太阳月亮之外它在天上的最亮的明星。
Okay, but anyway, so this is a name that was given to Lucifer, and obviously a great privilege.
所以这个名称呢，对路西佛来说，他得到路西佛这个名字，就是明亮的晨星，其实是一个非常非常大的荣耀。
And remember, God put him into this position when he created the angels. He put him up as the head of the congregation. He was like the worship leader in front of all of the angels.
而且呢，当路西佛被神创造出来的时候，他其实是在整个的这个会众里面，他是所谓敬拜的首领，是最大的一个天使。
Ezekiel chapter 28, that's where we can read about his characteristics, that God created him with these great nasal passages.He must, and somehow, the way he was created, he had this most beautiful voice.
而且呢，以西结书里面有对这个路西佛特别介绍哈，就是说他的整个，应该是说那种鼻腔共鸣的结构是完美的，所以他有全宇宙最美丽的声音。
And he was created as a cherub, C-H-E-R-U-B. Remember, a cherub is a four-winged angel.
而且呢，他是被创造成有四个翅膀的天使，就是等于是最高级的天使。
Remember, most angels don't have wings.
因为我们要知道，所有大部分的天使是没有翅膀的。
Okay, but if you have the order of rank, Lucifer at the time had the highest rank. The wings represent the rank. They don't need their wings to fly, of course. So a four-wing rank angel, I guess you could say.
因为大部分的天使是 没有翅膀的，那有翅膀的天使其实它就是比较高阶的，所以当它有四个翅膀的话呢，基本上它是最最高阶的天使。
And aside from that, you just have all the normal, say normal, there's a special word for servant, but we just say angels. So the normal angels, and they have no wings.
一般我们如果是用 angel 这个词来讲的话，代表它是没有翅膀的。要讲 cherub 才是有翅膀的，而且是有四只翅膀的。
Yeah, notice there's no two-winged angels; they just don't exist.
所以你绝对不必讲说什么两个翅膀的天使，因为根本不存在。只要讲到天使，它就是没翅膀。
Which is really ironic because usually when you see a movie or you see paintings of angels or statues, that they normally have two wings, but they're non-existent.
好，所以一般我们讲到两个翅膀，它又是很多图画里面画出两只翅膀的，根本就不存在。要不然就是四只翅膀，要不然就是没有翅膀。
Yeah. Oh, but see what happened after the rebellion of Lucifer, God is going to create a new rank, and it's going to be specifically related to the angelic conflict, and he's going to create seraphim. So he's actually going to increase the rank. Now, seraph is the singular, and then,You put the I am on the end, it makes it plural. So this is plural. And like cherub is the same. I am would become cherubim. So this is plural like that. And the seraphim is the six. They have six wings.
When did God create them?
Well, at some stage after the trial, because we know that Michael and Gabriel are seraphim. They're six-winged angels.
就是对撒旦的这个法庭的审判后哦上帝呢他又创造了更高阶的天使叫做 Seraphim 就是米迦勒 and
Gabriel
Gabriel 是加百利、哦、他们两个呢他们其实有六只翅膀那是等于是比撒旦就是路西佛更高阶了、
yeah. So we can assume that after the rebellion then God is going to appoint two angels there could be more but we only have the names of Gabriel and MichaelHe's going to appoint them to be like the head messenger angels and over the armies. Michael is the military angel.
So the one third of angels fall after that.
That's right.
所以在路西佛带着三分之一的这个天使堕落的后他们不是就有了一个上帝给他们的一个审判之后神呢他就又拣选了就一些我们不知道有多少个，我们只得到两个名字在圣经里哈。但这一群人都是这一群天使都是六翅膀的。
Okay, but at the time of the creation of the angels, the highest rank you could have was the four wings, the cherub. That was the highest rank that God created them.、哦、
但是在这个路西佛的在他堕落之前，就最高阶的就只有四只翅膀。
So again, Lucifer is going to have all these privileges. He's got this beautiful name, he's got this beautiful voice, and he's put into this great position, a position of great privilege.
所以路西佛呢，所以在他被创造的时候，他其实是给了最完美的形象，最完美的声音，各种各种的优势、优待，好，让他得到最好的名字、最好的头衔和他的位分。
We don't know how long he was in that position before he fell.But we can assume that before he fell, he was doing a great job and offering up praise to God and very thankful for his position.
而我们不知道呢，那个路西佛他在他堕落前到底已经在这样的职分完美的这个状况下，哈，已经服侍神多久了。
At some stage, what happened was he got his eyes off God and then he had his eyes on himself. So his focus was on God, right?But then at some stage the focus turned to himself.
所以呢他很可能在很长的时间呢都是把他的专注是奉献给神的是专注于神的。但是不知道哪一天他突然把他的专注他的眼睛变成了回到他自己的身上。
Yeah, and that's what happens often with people. They get into a position where somebody has helped them into that position, maybe through a company or a group of some kind.And now they have a great privilege to be in that position, and they're very thankful to start off with. But after a while, arrogance can set in, and then they start to think, well, maybe I could do even better. Maybe I could take over the organization.
所以有的时候呢，有很多人呢，他因为一些帮助别人的帮助， 被摆上了某一个位置，然后他当刚开始的时候他是非常感激的，但到后来呢他就开始觉得越来越觉得是自己很了不起，然后他就开始变得很傲慢。
I was just listening to a lesson from Max Klein the other day, and he reminded me there was a time when the colonel, when he was teaching, he used to have assistant pastors in his church when he was first the pastor of Baraka Church.
前几天呢，听他在听那个 Max Klein 牧师的讲道的录音带的时候，他就又提到 Max Klein 牧师就提到说，以前上校牧师呢，他是会有所谓的。像是那种传道或者是 assistant pastor 助理牧师在他讲道的时候会在他旁边。
Now assistant pastors is actually not a biblical concept. There's nothing about assistant pastors mentioned in scripture.
其实助理牧师这个做法好，对于圣经来讲，这不是圣经教导的一个概念，是不存在圣经里的。
And we've talked about the church structure before, and the true structure of a church is that you have the pastor teacher, he's the head of the church, and he's under Jesus Christ. So there's no denominations, of course. He's directly responsible to the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们之前有讲过就是教会的结构，这个牧师的角色，他就是要对耶稣基督负责。
And then he is responsible for understanding the word of God, for learning that, and then for teaching his congregation.
而牧师的角色呢，就是要了解神的话语，能够教导他的会众。
And then of course you have the deacons, but they're aside, they're actually part of the congregation. They have no authority over the congregation.
而长老呢，是负责管理教会，但他却没有真正的职分可以对整个教会负责。
Yeah, and actually the pastor himself really doesn't have any personal authority over the congregation. All he has is for the few hours a week that he's teaching them, he has the authority to tell them to be quiet and mind their manners and then teach them the word of God. He establishes his authority through the word of God, but his authority is only for the classroom.
Pastor?
The pastor teaches.
而这些牧师最重要的职分就是教导，所以他真正的目的就是听从神的话语，然后教导会众。
And he is obviously responsible for giving the right spiritual information to the people in the church. But once they leave the doors, that's not his life anymore. That's their life. They have to be responsible for their own lives.
而牧师呢，他唯一有的职权，也就是当这些会众来上这个教会的课的时候，他把神的话语教导给这些会众，但这些会众离开了教会或者是这个教室，那些人他必须要面对他自己的生命生活。
Yeah, and yeah, a lot of churches they like to follow up and they run around and say, what were you doing and how much income do you have? So they want to know your income, so you're paying the right amount of money for the 10%. And they want to know where you're going and why aren't you at prayer meeting, things like that. That's not their authority.
而有些教会他会很想要知道会众的生活哈，这个薪水状况，然后有没有经常的读经，有没有来到这个多常来教会等等，但这些事情其实不是教会能够管的。
Yeah, and that's why I get uncomfortable sometimes, especially with new students. They've been coming to class a couple of weeks and then they'll send me a message say, oh, I'm sorry, I can't attend class today because I've got something to do. Well, you don't have to tell me. It's not my authority to know. And obviously they're trying to be polite, I guess. But really, that's your business.
对于一些新同学来讲，他们刚开始来上课，有时候因为自己个人的事情决定不能来的时候，他会觉得要跟牧师道歉说，哦，他要请假。但其实对牧师来讲，这件事情是你个人要有的决定，牧师并没有这个管理权。
I care about what you do and your time off, but really, if you don't come to class, what can I do about it? You have your reasons, so you don't need to tell me or anybody else your reasons. That's between you and God.
所以对于一个学生他来不来上课，真的要你要对负责的对象是上帝。
So with a pastor teacher, see the colonel had a pastor teacher for a while, and because that's what a lot of churches did, and as a new pastor, there was actually an assistant pastor came with the church, so he kept up that tradition in the church.
好，因为那个原来在 Baraka Church 在休斯顿那边呢，他们过去就有一个所谓的牧师，就我们称为主任牧师之外，还有一些所谓助理牧师，那是他过去原来教会就有一个组织结构。
And I think he maybe had about three or four assistant pastors in the time before he eventually said, that's enough, I'm not going to have any more. Because what they would do was eventually they would become very popular in the church as well. And then they would start to form their own groups. And then the assistant pastor might say, well, actually, yeah, I could probably be a better pastor than R.B. Thing Jr. And then they'd sort of start to create divisions. And sometimes they would split.
结果呢，在那个教会里面就发生一些状况，就是那些助理的牧师呢，开始因为他们也教导的不错，他们就开始会形成自己的小圈圈。然后那些助理牧师就会开始想说，哎，也许我可以教导的比这个上校牧师更好。The
thing is, these pastor teachers, they could be coming from a seminary and very well trained, the assistants, I mean, and they have the gift of pastor teacher, but that means they should have their own church. You know, you don't go and try to take other people's congregation away from them.
而这些助理牧师呢，很可能也是从非常棒的这个神学院里面学习的非常好的出来的，所以在这样的一个教会系统里面，这些助理牧师应该要有他自己的可以做牧会的教会，而不应该有这个组织结构。
Yeah, and the problem was, even if these assistant pastors were very knowledgeable, and they'd actually been learning under the colonel as well, so they'd be learning the same theology, but they have sin natures as well. And eventually, I guess the sin nature was sort of saying, well, you know, I want to have more power, I want to have more approbation. You know, they wanted to be the head of a church.
这些牧师其实本来也是跟着上校牧师在学习的，所以照理说他们是有同样的一个神学的概念系统的。 但是呢，每一个人都可能还是会有他的罪性，在影响着他，所以这个助理牧师就开始想要觉得说他应该要爬到更上面去。
So eventually the colonel had to stop that and just said, no more assistant pastors. You know, I don't need an assistant pastor, I'll just teach myself.
所以后来呢，这个上校牧师就决定说要取消这个助理牧师的职，这种阶层。 就他全部的教导在这个 Baraka Church 里面就只有主任牧师，没有助理牧师，他就改变了这个系统。
But that's the problem in any organization. You have people as they move up through the ranks. There's a structure of authority, but people naturally they want to get to be as high up on the ranks as they can.
就说在所有的组织里面都有这样的状况，就是说每一个人都会想要从他的那个阶级更往上爬。
You see it especially in any kind of an organization, a government organization, an office, politics is a really good example.
所以在任何的组织、政府甚至所谓的政治体系里，你都会看到这种人想向上爬的这种基本的天性。
And the church is no exception. You always get people in the church. They want to be the deacon of the children's program. Well, you know, they want to be the person that is responsible for the ushers or something like this.
就是在教会当然也不免会有同样的状况，就是大家有些人会想要变成什么样组织里的这个头。
And Satan himself, or Lucifer, see, he aspired to more things. He was already at the top, as high as you could get in terms of God's creation, and he wanted to go higher. And that means now he's stepping into God's territory.
所以呢，路西佛呢，他已经是在所有神创造的万物中的最高阶层了，但他还是觉得不够，他最后就想要踏，把踏到跟神一样的位置。
And this is the way it's going to happen. He's going to say five I wills. I will do this. I will. And he's going to say it five times.
所以路西佛呢，在这个就说了我要，说了五次不同的他要的状态，就是他基本上就是我要变成神。
And the interesting thing, he says it, but he's not going to say it out loud. This is in his heart. See, the Bible says, in your heart, God is looking into his soul and says, in your heart, you said, I will ascend into heaven.
路西佛他说我要，那个已经不是从他嘴里说出来的，是他的思维里面。神是可以检视所有的思维的，所以神就已经告诉路西佛说，你已经有这样的一个罪。
You have to remember, every sin begins in the soul with the thinking, that mental idea that you want to do something.
要记得，就是所有的罪是从你的思维里面出现开始的，是你想要的罪，那个就已经犯下这个罪了。
Now remember there's temptations to sin. Temptation can come from your sin nature and it can come from outside circumstances. But the origin of sin is in your soul.
我们要记得就是说所有的这个罪的原罪是来自于你的魂。好，那当然很多时候是会有一些所谓的引诱。 好，那你引诱是来自外在。
It's the volition where you sin, really, because that's where you have the decision-making apparatus to say yes or no. And it's really relating to yes or no according to God's righteous standards.
Volition is if I have an idea,But if I'm not going to do that, then it's okay.
That's right. You can have a thought. Right. You can have an idea to do something.
Right.
But James chapter 1, it talks very clearly about this. Mm-hmm. It says that idea, it needs to be acted upon. And acted upon is saying, yes, I will. Like Satan is saying, I will. So the idea is the temptation. And it can be, you know, somebody saying, oh, why don't you go and do something? Rob the bank.And you think, rob the bank, I could make money, da, da, da. But you're not saying yes. It's only when you say yes, I will do it. That's when it becomes it.
好，这个事情有点复杂，我试着解释一下。就说当有一个想法，比如说有一个人说，哎，你可以去这个抢劫银行。那这是一个想法。但是当你的意志说 yes, 是的时候呢，你才是有了自由意志的那个面向。所以你就会说 I will, 我要。那这个我要出现的时候就是罪出来
的。Yeah, and the book of James, it actually relates the birth of sin to a woman becoming pregnant. It's quite interesting.
在那个雅各书的第一章里面讲到的罪的来源就像一个女人怀孕。
She's like giving birth to sin eventually. But we can look at that later. I don't...
有空我们再来读哈，就是好像你怀了一个罪的那个概念是很好的一个解释。
But here we have Satan, he's going to say that the five I wills, and this again, it takes place in the soul, it's because he gets his eyes off God. So he was supposed to be focused on God, and now he's turned his eyes to himself.
所以呢，路西佛呢，说了五个我要，那个想法呢，他其实最主要的是他把对神的崇拜的眼光变成了对他自己。
And that's probably under his circumstances,we say natural, because he's got all of these angels looking, there could be millions of angels, and they're looking at him, and he's leading the worship, and everybody's following what he's saying. He is the leader.
因为他会变成这样，很大的一个可能，就是因为他是数百万，甚至数千万的天使的领导，而所有的人都把眼睛看着他，而他说什么，这些天使就做什么。所以对这些天使对他的崇拜你可以可想而知。
Everybody's looking at him and Satan says, okay, let's say hallelujah. Everybody says hallelujah.
就大家都看着他，然后那个路西佛就说唱哈利路亚，大家就唱哈利路亚。
Let's clap our hands for God. Everybody claps their hands for God.
然后我们拍手来对这个上帝这个鼓掌，然后所有人就开始拍手。
And then after the worship session, he's had angels coming up to him, patting him on the back and saying, wow, that was a good worship session. It was very vibrant and, you know, full of praise, I guess, full of excitement.
然后呢，当这个敬拜结束的时候，就会有天使来拍拍那个路西佛的背，说，哇，你真的太给我们一个太棒的、太正能量的一个敬拜了，就来赞美他。
And at first, he would have been saying, no, it's not me. It's, you know, God gave me this gift and all the glory to God. I didn't do anything. I'm just doing my job, I guess, you know, doing what God gave me to do.
好，刚开始的时候呢，那个路西佛一定会回答说，哦，不，这都是神给我的，哈，那这一切都是神的恩典，哈，那这些事情应该要来感谢神。他开始会这样回答。
But we know at some stage in time, that changed, the attitude changed. And he was thinking, well, you know, maybe I'm pretty good.
然后呢，经过很长的一段时间之后呢，可能有一天，他就开始越来越觉得，路西佛说，也许我真的很棒，很厉害。
Okay, and we've run out of time for today, so we'll continue this on Tuesday.
好，我们礼拜二继续来上这个课，因为时间已经到了。
Okay, let's bow our heads.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for the time that we've had to study your word.
感谢天父给我们时间和机会，让我们来研读你的话语。
We give thanks for these concepts, talking about events which happened possibly millions of years ago.
感谢呢，天父教导我们这个曾经在数亿年前发生的事情。
But that we can see these concepts in our minds very clearly because you present them via your word and the Holy Spirit.
因为你的话语以及圣灵的教导，让我们可以把这事件看得非常的清楚。
And that we can understand your your person, your characteristics about who you are.
而让我们能够了解你的特质，你是怎么样的一个神。
And the plan that you have for us.
还有你的计划，为我们所设的计划。
So we give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
我们所有的感谢，应着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.